little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, September the 17th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We call this Reaction Monday. A lot to get into today. Obviously, a lot to react to. First, our thoughts, prayers go to those that were victims of the storm, those that were killed in it, the flooding going on, the damage going on there now, those without power, those that return home to flooding, just certainly not good news for mostly North Carolina, parts of the PD. You're seeing, you know, 18 inches of rain and stuff like that. We were extremely lucky here to avoid most of it. Winds got up to about 20-25, and we got a few inches of rain, but not a whole heck of a lot. We've got very lucky here. But Eastern North Carolina and the PD area and Charlotte and the Piedmont in North Carolina, certainly thoughts and prayers out to those folks there. We're awfully lucky there. I thought, and again, I don't know exactly how it was in Columbia. I know Clemson did the right thing by playing, and what an unbelievable crowd we had. Traffic was not bad at all. I thought everybody was patient. Everything went great. I thought the crowd was amazing Saturday. I know Clemson did the right thing. I think after seeing it, I think that South Carolina did the right thing by not playing. I don't know that because I wasn't there and I didn't see how bad it was and I didn't see how many of their places where the evacuees were going, all this kind of stuff. But in the end, I think both places, my gut is that both places did the right thing there. Clemson with a 38-7 win over Georgia Southern. The biggest news to come out of it, Kelly Bryant bruised chest. Dabo Swinney said last night that they expect him to practice this week. And at this point in time, he sees no reason why he wouldn't play going into this week's game, 3:30 ABC against Georgia Tech. We had, I thought the offense, three turnovers, two missed field goals. I'm not going to get on Hugel. The wind was blowing 20. So I'm not going to get on Hugel about missed field goals. The three turnovers, too many. No doubt about that. Fumble by choice, interception on a tip ball by Lawrence, interception on a screen pass, which is not a block. Galloway didn't block his guy and right through interception. But it was nice to see 595 yards of offense. Nice to see 27 first downs. You know what happened on Saturday? Travis Etienne got going to the tune of 164 yards on the ground. 309 yards rushing, 286 yards passing. Balanced offense. Offensive line didn't play great in the goal line down there, but 595 yards and Trevor Lawrence ripping the ball down the middle of the field. The offense looked dynamic. 12 completions for 194 yards and a touchdown. Obviously, Justin Ross is a big part of that. Three big catches for 103 yards and a touchdown. I thought Bryant played good. 7 of 10, 68 yards through the year. Did throw the one pick. Thought he ran it well. But the offense, to me, just looks different with with Trevor Lawrence ripping the ball down the middle of the field to the tight ends on the RPOs, and a Justin Ross deep in the passing game across the middle. Defense played great, held Georgia Southern to 7 first downs to just 140 total yards. Held Georgia Southern to just 80 yards rushing. Pass rush for a team that didn't throw the ball a lot. 5 sacks, and just thought it was a great. You see Cleveland Farrell a couple of sacks, Austin Brown a couple of sacks. Boy, look at Xavier Thomas coming exploding through a sack. I thought against the run, like he will certainly always do. Trey Lamar played great, 11 unofficial tackles. Offense had explosive plays back in there again. Had 15 explosive plays. Explosive plays by the staff defined as runs of 12 yards or more, or pass plays of 16 yards or more. And the offensive line didn't give up a sack. They had a sack on a coverage sack, but to Bryant. But of those explosive plays, and I wrote those down. I only have 14. I got to find the 15th one. Bryant had a 17-yard run and a 12-yard run. ETN had a 19-yard run, a 35-yard run, a 13-yard run, and a 40-yard run and for a touchdown. And Choice had a 32-yard run. Bryant had the one pass to Galloway for 20. Chase Bryce had the one pass to Justin Ross for 17. But look at what Trevor Lawrence did in the 17-yard pass to Mylon Richard, 31-yard pass to Hunter Renfro, 57-yard touchdown pass to Justin Ross. You saw Cannon Smith with a 17-yard reception from Trevor Lawrence and another 29-yard pass to Justin Ross. Altogether, 15 explosive plays in this offense. That's what we wanted to see. So, nice stuff there. The Gamecocks obviously did not play. In the ACC, what in the world's going on in Tallahassee, Florida? Syracuse beats Florida State 30-7. What in the world's going on down there? Go ahead, look, hit eject now and get out. Get out. I know Jimbo didn't leave anything behind, but get out. Pittsburgh beats Georgia Tech. Paul Johnson goes for it on fourth down inside his own 30-yard line on a fake punt. Pittsburgh beats them 24-19. We'll see Georgia Tech this weekend. I watched the Louisville-Western Kentucky game. Louisville escapes by the skin of their teeth. Wasn't a good weekend in the ACC there. Duke did go to Baylor and win. Virginia did win against Ohio down in Nashville. And Miami beat Toledo. In the SEC, my gracious, Tua and Alabama roll after the first play of the game. Alabama puts up a 62 spot on them. Georgia did what they had to do against Middle Tennessee State. Pounded the ball. Very efficient with the passing game, 49-7. LSU goes to Auburn and wins. Breaks their home winning streak. Walk-off field goal. Vandy almost pulled off an upset against Notre Dame. Mississippi State wins, Kentucky wins, Tennessee wins, Florida wins, all against overmatched opponents. But what in the world happened out with Chad Morris, North Texas, on a great punt play, trick play and punts, and then they pound Arkansas 44-17. Missouri gets a close one at Purdue. A&M does what they're supposed to do. On the national scene, watch all that Ohio State and TCU game. Ohio State's defense scores a couple touchdowns. So Oklahoma. You know what? Against Iowa State, it wasn't all pretty on the road, though. 10-point win. BYU beats Wisconsin. Does that eliminate Wisconsin? We saw number 7 go down with Wisconsin and Auburn. We saw Washington in a defensive struggle again beat Utah. Oklahoma State beat Boise State. Oklahoma State, I got to tell you, I did my power rankings last night. They're moving up. Texas puts it to Southern Cal. Southern Cal struggling offensively with the freshman quarterback. Who's better, Trevor Lawrence or JT Daniels? Pretty obvious there. Troy goes in and beats Nebraska. Frost delay now, 0-2 at Nebraska. And UCLA, Chip Kelly takes it on 10. These new coaches struggling everywhere. Polls came out. Clemson stays number 2 in the coaches' poll. A&M 22. Boston College 25. Georgia 3. In the AP poll, Georgia jumps Clemson. Georgia 2, Clemson 3. A&M and Boston College both ranked there. Lines for this week, Clemson opens up 16-point favorite. South Carolina opens up 2-point favorite. Both those teams on the road this weekend. Clemson at Georgia Tech, South Carolina at Vanderbilt. The Clemson-Georgia Tech game, ABC 330, we find out. South Carolina, SEC Network at Vanderbilt, 4 o'clock. Don't like when teams play at the same time. NFL over the, in case you didn't see it last night, Cowboys hang on and win. Got some 2-0 teams now in the league. The Bucks are 2-0. Rams are 2-0. Chiefs and Broncos, Jaguars. Jaguars beat the Patriots yesterday. Watch that game. Bengals and Dolphins. Got a few 2-0 teams out there. Major League Baseball, Boston, 11.5 game lead. Now we'll watch the wild card for the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Braves, not a great weekend, but still 6.5 up. You had huge recruiting news this weekend for Clemson basketball. It looks like, now I got to be careful because I got burnt last time with Clemson and Duke. But Josiah James cancels his upcoming Duke trip for this weekend. Wednesday, 10:30, will make his announcement. His two official visits, Clemson, Tennessee, canceled Duke, five-star point guard from Charleston. And I'm going to leave you with this stat before we get to our good friend, producer of the show, Mr. Orr, 24. Clemson's 3-0 now under Dabo Swinney. It's the seventh time in 10 years of 3-0 under Dabo Swinney. In the previous 49 years before Dabo, they'd done that 6 times. He's done it 7 times in 10 years. Unbelievable success. So, ETN, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Ross, and a different, almost 600 yards of offense from Saturday. Looking forward to seeing much more of that. Now, Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Reach us on our healthcare text line, 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feed. We love that, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. The aforementioned Mr. Orr 24, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot. Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart. And my Clemson hat, Eskimo brother this morning. Good morning, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy. How you doing over there?
Buenos dias.
Si.
Good morning. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Glad to hear it. Happy Monday. Nice little Monday show we got lined up today.
Yeah.
Sounds like we got a lot of stuff on the old schedule today.
Just too much. Too much.
Too much stuff.
What'd you do this weekend? You worked.
Yeah, you know what? There was a football game, actually.
Yeah.
We actually played one here in Clemson, and I was fortunate enough to get here and run it, make sure we did all right, and make sure everything was sounding good and going out on time and coming in on time. And luck had it, we did okay this weekend.
Sounded good. Everything went great for you.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go so great last night for you. Sorry about that.
No. I stayed up. Excuse me. Stayed up and watched the Giants embarrass themselves on national television last night. Their decision to go ahead and forge ahead with Eli Manning and not really address all of their glaring issues on the offensive line has turned out to be a bad one. Mm. Saquon Barkley is a great player.
He is.
He's unbelievable to watch, actually. You can't tackle him in the first shot.
No.
But he is the only part of that offense because they can only get it to him. They don't have enough time to get it to Odell right now because the offensive line is just really bad. And it's disappointing to be a Giants fan at the moment.
My Cleveland Browns.
Those poor Browns.
Lost this weekend. They're the only team that lost.
They come off a tie, right? Last week against Pittsburgh, and they're excited. You know, this week's going to be the week. They have an opportunity to tie the game again, I believe, or to go ahead one. I don't remember which one it was, but they missed a field goal. They missed the extra point, and it was bad. It's a bad time to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
Yep. Gave up a game-winning field goal with 21 seconds to go. But You know what? It's tough.
We had another tie in the NFL this weekend.
We did. The Packers.
Green Bay and Minnesota tied up there in Lambeau.
A lot of sister kissing.
Bad weekend for the kickers in that game.
Yeah.
They traded missed field goals in overtime and the end of regulation.
Yeah, not good, man.
Mm.
Not good. Everything else good over there?
Everything is just fine.
Kristen forever.
Yeah, she's around. She's around. She had to go house it for her mom for a day this weekend, but she's back.
Good. Glad to have her back.
Had a little taco night last night.
Sunday, yeah.
Just great.
Great, man.
Glad I to hate hear Mexican that. Food, but she loves it so much.
You hate Mexican food?
I hate it.
Remind me during the break to tell you what a buddy of mine said.
How was your weekend?
It was great. We had played golf on Friday. Didn't play great.
Your family coming to town. Our friends coming to town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, family friends, yeah. They're friends of ours. We treat them like family. They treat us like family.
Cool.
Had a great time. They were here this weekend, and you know, we did a little different deal because it was noon game. We got down. The traffic was unbelievably nice, man. Like, it was zip right in there, zip right out. But yet, so I thought, man, nobody's going to be here today. Got in there, and there's 79,000 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hand it to Clemson fans coming through. The other side of it is that since it was noon game, we did breakfast, and we just walked downtown. They did some shopping. So it was kind of a different tailgate scene for us. Went in the game, came right home, watched all those games Saturday night.
You did breakfast
at the house.
At the house. Oh, yeah. I thought you did it at the tailgate.
No, at the house.
I made the best bacon, egg, and cheese on sourdough bread this weekend.
Talk to me.
Goodness gracious, it was good.
Like it, man. I like it. What'd you make of all the hurricane stuff? I hate that we had a loss of lives. But boy, we got lucky here, huh?
Listen, what is the count up to in the state?
I think, we're falling to bed last night. It's like 12 altogether. From the storm, but I don't know. I stopped watching after a while. I got fatigued after watching.
Let me tell you something. I am a big fan of hurricane coverage.
Yes,
I'm a big fan of following extreme weather. It fascinates me. I wanted to be a storm chaser when I was a kid. My mom said, "No, it's too dangerous. You're doing something else." I said, "Okay, mom."
So you're getting the radio, son. You're gonna love it,
son. You're gonna love
it. You make so much money. You're gonna love it. You get fame and fortune. Women be all over you.
Turns out she lied.
Right.
That's great, but. We cannot keep doing this. This is going to be the storm of the century and try to scare the entire public and try to scare everybody and float this idea out there that this is the end-all be-all when it makes landfall and it's a Cat 1. You can't do it because people aren't going to take it seriously. And you're going to say, it's a storm. It's the classic little tale, the little kid's tale, right? You know, you cry sheep or you cry wolf. If you keep doing this.
My wife said the same thing. You cry wolf.
People are going to die in bigger storms because they're like, you know what? The last one, nothing happened. We got some rain. There was some minor flooding and we were out. If you're in Wilmington, obviously this morning you're listening, apologize for that comment because you're 18 inches of rain, whatever it is.
Yeah, feel bad for those people like crazy.
But the majority of this storm was not nearly as bad as what they had talked about. People are going to get hurt because they're not going to believe you.
That's right.
Your reliability and the trust they have in what you're reporting is bad. Like, we saw the video of that guy who's bracing himself against the winds, and then there's two guys in the background just walking off.
Did you see the response?
No.
Said that he'd been up reporting since 1 a.m. He was fatigued, and he was on wet grass, and they were on concrete.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
That's absurd.
The only problem I have is the doom and gloom, the end of the world is coming thing. You know what happens? And I mentioned this on Thursday and Friday show. It really Thursday show because I got upset. Lost my composure. But no matter what happens, we'll do the best we can after it's over. We'll pick up. We'll move on, man. We'll pick ourselves by the bootstraps, and we'll be okay. We'll be all right. But, boy, not if you watch TV, just doom and gloom everywhere. Everybody's going to die. I do feel bad for the victims. I feel bad for anybody affected by flooding and lack of power, loss of power. I mean, this is, you know. But other things like, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say there. We'll come back. I'm going to save myself a lot of heartache with that one. Can't wait for segment 2. What's on tap for segment 2?
Oh, we're going to talk some quarterbacks in segment 2.
Can't wait.
See if we can get that blood pressure yours up a little bit.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Right now, 121 over 72.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Not bad.
Okay. ZeroResGreenville.com. ZEROREZ. ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today. 558-7300. 558-7300. Let ZeroRes take care of you. Here's what we're saying the bottom line is right now. $119. You heard me right. $119. Mention my name. Make you get a room, a hallway for free. So 3-room special, $119. Free hallway. Mention my name. With powered water, insanely clean carpets, like brand new carpets. You're going to love our friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, making that house look great. Don't forget about their air duct cleaning specials as well. To make your appointment today, you'll want to do this, ZeroResGreenville.com. A break, we'll come back. Segment 2 with Zach Orr after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Book your next next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. He asked a man for what he could spare with shame in his eyes. But God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in his shoes.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, would love for you to give them a call or just go by their website, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. See all their brand new cars. I tell you what, the thing about Nissan, Nissan's this company right now is just hot, man. They've got all these unbelievable deals and these unbelievable looking cars, trucks, SUVs, really innovative. They have a huge line, by the way, you know, and they've expanded these lines, and they look awesome. 2019's close to coming out. You're going to love that. I like going over there, man. There's a buzz when you go over there. When you step in, there's an energy in the building, and people are, you can tell, man. It's a great time to try out a Nissan. Go test drive a Nissan. I want you to go to GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Check them out and do some pre-shopping, and then it's gonna wet your whistle a little bit. Get your appetite going a little bit. Get the blood flowing a little bit. Then you go test drive one and buy one. You'll love GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime power train warranty. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Before we jump into the quarterback conversation that I want to have, and I know that you're itching to have it as well, I want to ask you about, as we just got a text that reminded me here, Josiah James.
Oh.
Josiah James, of course, being the five-star and state recruit for Clemson basketball, visited over the weekend, was here for the game, as far as I understand, has an official to Tennessee under his belt as well, and then, as you had talked about in the first segment, canceled his official to Duke. This upcoming weekend, he has unofficially visited Duke, so he's been on campus. He's been there. He will still decide between Tennessee, Clemson, and Duke on Wednesday at 10:30, I believe. What does a guy like Josiah James bring to the table, and what might be the chances that he's a Clemson lean? I know I'm asking a lot here after the Zion debacle last fall. I get it. But I'm going to ask it anyway. What are the chances here for a five-star in-state recruit coming to Clemson?
It's crazy, first of all, that the big recruiting news at Clemson in football season is basketball. But it is. Josiah James, he's a point guard. Zach, he's 6'6". He's in a newfangled big point guard role there. Was supposed to go to Duke this coming weekend. Cancels it. You mentioned that. 10:30. How come it couldn't be 8:30? You know, breaking on our show. Why does Sinketh get all the bad news?
Come on. Bad news.
I mean, good news. But he's coming to Clemson.
Is that, I mean.
Yes.
There was a whole thing of whether he was going to even come or not because of the storm. He ended up showing up. And he cancels his official for next weekend.
Yeah. He's coming. I've been wrong about three times on the show in 20 years, and one was Zion Williamson, but I'm not wrong about this. He's coming. And remember the thing about Zion. One of my things was, you know what? I'm tired of being pessimistic about Clemson basketball.
Yep.
We're going to be optimistic.
Sure.
Number 14 player in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Five-star.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get Christian Brown, too, another top 50 player in the country, to go along with Hunter, the two-guard. And this is a little different athlete now. I think Dan Radakovich, I sat down in his office one time. This is about 3 years ago or 2 years ago when they're planning this whole Little John thing, 3 years ago, I guess. And he talked about, he goes, man, one of my biggest things here is we're going to get basketball going. And you got to give Radakovich a lot of credit for that, because it was very, very important to him for that to happen. Brad and his staff, I think he improved his staff. And then the success they have on the court. And obviously the facilities. But this is going to be the best recruiting class in Clemson basketball history. Well, since the 70s when it was Wild Wild West back then. But with that said now, here's what you got. Monty Lee's recruiting his butt off. And Brad Brunell's recruiting his butt off now. And obviously football's recruiting their butts off. It's going to be a lot of fun around here the next few years. To where, go ahead and get your popcorn ready in basketball now. You go beat Duke. And Duke lost out on another point guard. This is a big, big loss for Duke basketball. How many times, Zach, or Mr. 24, can we say that Clemson hurt Duke basketball in recruiting? I can't remember.
Listen, I'm not willing to say it's a loss for them yet.
It's a loss. He's coming.
I can't.
Zach.
Well, listen, we've had this exact conversation before.
Zach, look me in the eyes. Repeat it to me. Josiah James is coming to Clemson.
It's Josiah James. So he's a plug-and-play kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, number 14 player overall.
He would be a plug-and-play for when Shelton leaves after this.
He'd be the highest recruited player maybe ever here. Well,
I get it.
Since the mid-70s.
I get it. We've had this conversation, though. He's coming. It's going to be a big loss for Duke.
Don't do it.
It's going to be a big loss for Duke. It's going to be tough.
Don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson fans still do this. Oh, we got to go to Georgia Tech this weekend. Oh, man, you remember our history down there.
Yes.
No.
We've had times between our history down there.
Right.
And success. We've had all kinds of positive results.
I get it. You're right.
I haven't seen the positive results in the recruiting.
Rip the Band-Aid off, buddy. Let that thing breathe and heal. That scar's gone. Here we are, Josiah James.
That scar is prevalent?
No.
That scar, it's shaped in a Z?
If and when. you got Zorro'd over there.
I got Zorro'd.
If and when he chooses Clemson on Wednesday, will you then get on the positive this train's taking off, got to get on board.
Listen, I'm excited about it nonetheless. I think this is another opportunity for a team to make a tournament this year and hopefully have some success in said tournament. I want it to be sustainable, and I hope it will be with guys like Josiah James
considering
coming
on board. He's a point guard in a more important position, and he might be here more than 1 year. You could say this is bigger than Zion. I'm not saying he's as good as Zion. What I'm saying is that for what means the program, getting it for 60 games or 90 games or whatever's better for 30 games. I don't know, man. Hey, but he's coming. Trust me. All right?
I'm so nervous.
No, man, don't do this. Don't do this to yourself.
I'm so nervous.
Do not do this to yourself.
I can't help it. I really can't.
It's going to be so fun around here, though.
I'm so nervous.
No, don't do this to yourself.
I want success with that so bad.
Oh, I know. Well, it's happening. Go ahead. Just mark it down. It's happening.
It's happening. 10:30 on Wednesday.
Yep.
Is ESPN doing anything with it? Is this a local kind of thing?
I don't know. Twitter? I don't know. We'll have to get with Strelo. I have to see.
When we figure those things out, we'll pass those along to you, of course.
Yep.
The main reason that we do this segment, the main reason that I try to do this show with you is so I can get you going about the quarterback situation.
That's the main reason you do this show.
That's the main reason.
Your goal in life is to get my blood pressure up by quarterbacks.
Get blood pressure up a little bit. And it's not as enjoyable these days because I'm thinking about how you need to be around for the long run. You got a little one on the way now. I can't keep getting your blood pressure up day in and day out.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that's an even keel kind of thing.
And size of a pomegranate, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, good for the little fella,
big,
growing.
Big boy, yeah.
You know, we need to make sure your the stretches are down, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Clemson quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We saw this game this weekend. Mm-hmm. Kelly, of course, goes out with an injury. A chest bruise is what they're calling it.
I thought Kelly played well. Not great. Good.
Kelly played well in aspects of the game.
Right.
There's no
12-yard run, 17-yard run, and a 20-yard pass.
Fantastic.
And the interception wasn't necessarily his fault.
Let me be clear about something.
Yeah.
If I ever see Kelly Bryant throw a screen pass again in a Clemson
uniform,
that
wasn't his fault, though.
It will be too soon.
That wasn't his fault.
It wasn't not his fault.
Right.
You say Braden Galloway didn't get there for the block.
Right.
But that guy was lined up over the receiver. He wasn't necessarily.
If you watch the play, John Simpson goes out to block the guy that Galloway is supposed to be blocking. And Simpson tries to get out there, but he can't. So. Bottom line is that
we'll circle back around to the Simpson and his co-workers on the offensive line in a second.
Right.
But for now, quarterbacks. Kelly Bryant, don't throw screen passes anymore. I just don't want to see it anymore. Doesn't have the zip to get him out there. That's not a knock on Kelly Bryant. That is just stating a fact as far as I'm concerned. Feel free to disagree with me on the text line, on the phone lines, on Twitter, whatever you want to do. But that's just what I'm seeing. Trevor Lawrence comes into that ball game. It's just different, man.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different.
And I know we're going to get heat on this, and I know people are going to go, oh, you don't understand. It's Kelly's team, and he's a senior. He's earned this.
No,
it's different. There's narrative out here right now that I don't understand where it's, well, he's not ready yet. He's not Deshaun, obviously.
Who said that?
There's multiple people on Twitter doing
Let's
this
see,
right
said the
now.
Blind man.
And, you know, this is Kelly's team, and it should be Kelly's team. He's earned this. And that's great, but I don't think the coaching staff feels that way.
No.
I don't think if you really sit back and look at it, that you should feel that way because he's a better option for this team. And I know we're all behind this two-quarterback system. We're really excited about it, and it's worked so far, right, because you're 3-0, and that's it. As good as you can be. That's as much as you can ask for. But you dropped in the AP poll for a reason. It's getting about time. they say it gets late early out here.
Yeah.
It's getting about time to settle in on a quarterback for me.
I would say this.
You can play both, but it's time to settle in on one for the majority of it.
I think both need to play.
When you talked about in the first segment, playing Kelly Bryant down near the goal line, I'm okay with that.
Short yardage?
For now, I'm fine with that.
Right.
If that's where you want to have him in there, that's where you feel like you can be successful. From the 10 to the 10, Trevor Lawrence is far and away a better option for that Clemson offense. It's just not close. I don't see the other side of this. And if I'm being, you know, biased and I'm being ignorant, I need to be told that. I need to be shown the light for the other side of this argument, for the other side of this conversation. It's just not close for me. He's got a better arm. He has a better control of the offense, it seems like. The receivers, his tight ends, his running backs respond accordingly to when he's on the field. I don't see it any other way than that 16 is the better option at quarterback right now.
How many freshmen have you ever seen rip balls down the middle the way he's ripping those balls?
You don't see that. You just don't.
How good is he?
He's fantastic. He's unbelievable. He missed, from what I remember, one throw on Saturday. The one to Renfro. Yeah. Where he tries to put it in the window that Kelly Bryant can only look out of.
And I'm not sure on that throw. He threw the ball kind of sidearm. He throws a lot of sidearm balls. I'm not sure if that he tried to fit it in because there's a defensive lineman in there or not. That he might have thrown around him. But a 17-yard pass to Mylon Richard. 17-yard pass to Cannon Smith. You're opening up the middle of the field. You're opening up the tight ends. 29-yard pass to Ross. 31-yard pass to Hunter Renfro. And a 57-yard pass to Justin Ross. Those balls are being ripped. And almost, you know what? Every one of those balls are in the middle of the field, right? Those five big plays, every one of those is in the middle of the field. Now you got to defend that. So you got to defend the vertical part and, you know, and then the running game part. We'll see. Look, I think Kelly needs to play.
I do too. We just talked about
it. And Kelly didn't play bad. But you start ripping those balls.
He was huge for you in the A&M game.
Yeah. You know, and maybe you're going to need him at some point in time. Maybe he goes on the road. Maybe, you know what? Maybe one of them gets hurt again. I mean, that was the great part about Saturday is when Kelly gets hurt, you got Trevor in there to do that. Maybe Trevor gets hurt, Kelly can do it. I'm not giving up on Kelly Bryant yet. But if all other things being equal, I think the running game with ETN is better. I think we're settling in here,
hey,
Zach.
He looked like a stud this weekend.
ETN?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Like a stud.
Here's what you're settling in on.
Behind a leaky offensive line.
Yeah.
Look like a stud.
Yeah. Here's what you're settling in on. Give me Lawrence. Give me ETN. Give me Higgins, Ross, Renfro, Rodgers, Kendrick a little bit in there, some Galloway. You got some weapons.
Absolutely.
Start settling in on that a little bit. Focusing on that a little bit.
Listen, you're not playing a tough enough schedule to do this all year.
Yeah.
You can't. You need to be hammering these kind of opponents.
Right. Well, I don't – look.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
I don't believe that. I don't believe – look, and here's Dabo's philosophy. People. Here's Dabo's philosophy, and I agree with this. I like this. We're not going to keep starters in like Bobby Petrino did that. Remember that with Lamar Jackson? Keep all these starters in and run the score upon people. I don't need to beat Georgia Southern by more than – 33-point favorite beating my 31.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. 16-point favorite this weekend, beating my – one, I'm fine with that. But you know what? Beat him by 17. Everything's hunky-dory. That's okay. I don't need to blow people out. That doesn't...
It was 0-0 after the first quarter.
Well, because you had... Here's what happened Saturday. Three turnovers, two missed field goals.
Sure.
But 595 yards of offense, 309 yards rushing, 286 yards passing, 27 first downs. You know, that... You're going to turn the ball over sometimes. And you're gonna, and I'm not going to blame Hugel. Man, he had a 20-mile-an-hour win. I'm not going
to
blame him.
It was at his back, to be fair.
Yeah, but it pushes the ball. I mean, you know, sometimes you curve some balls, sometimes whatever. That was extenuating circumstances. You saw it in the NFL yesterday, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to blame
him
on that.
He thought it was going to push the ball.
Right.
And then it just went straight.
Right.
That's all
so
it was.
I'm not down on Hugel. Missed a couple field goals. But if you just score on, if you make one of the field goals and score on one of the other drives, you know, now it's 48-7. You feel better. I like 595. I love the balance this weekend. 309 rushing, 286 passing. But you're right. ETN, he's got to touch it. He's special. To me, Lawrence is special. To me, Ross is special. Higgins, special. Rodgers, Kendrick, Galloway, Renfro. There's weapons there now. Offensive line's got to play a little better. I get all that. But you're right. It looks different, and it opens up so much more. I'm with you, Zach Ormish, door 24.
I don't know.
No, you're right.
Maybe I'm being naive. Maybe I'm just some young kid who doesn't get it.
No!
Doesn't enjoy
no!
it. I can't just enjoy football
season. No.
I just don't get it.
But again, I don't have to blow everybody out. You understand my point there?
I understand it, but you need to look.
Are you on Oklahoma? They're a huge favorite this weekend, 1 by 10. Is everybody like saying, Lincoln Riley, what happened? Yeah, I could blow everybody. I don't need to blow everybody out.
No.
31 points is enough.
I understand it. I'm with you. There's a reason you dropped in the AP this week.
I don't care about the AP poll. Meaningless.
It's not meaningless. Right now, it's not.
No, it's meaningless.
Why?
The college football playoff poll will come out. That's one that matters. It comes out in October. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of football to play between now and then.
There is. You're 100% right.
All you got to do is you just beat everybody every single week. You'll be in it. Everything's fine.
You literally have to go undefeated.
Yeah.
You literally have to go undefeated.
That's it.
That's all you have to do.
That's it. Just be better than the team you play on Saturday.
That's all it needs to be. A win is a win. You got to win by 1 point in this game, right?
Right.
Fantastic.
But they won by 31, not one.
Oh, very happy with the end result. Okay. Make no mistake about it. But there were struggles in there that didn't need to be struggles during that game. I think that's fair to say.
Only because of turnovers.
I think that's fair to say.
Right. I mean, only because of turnovers and field goals, though.
Yeah, the screen pass.
595. I thought the offense looked the best it looked all year. 595.
The Adam Choice fumble was annoying.
Right.
But that's a helmet on a football. It is what it is.
Right.
And then the Trevor interception is a tip ball.
Right.
It's a bang-bang play. The form tackle, though.
Great form tackle.
Great tackle.
He's the best tackling quarterback on interception ever. No, I'm just kidding. All right, that's good stuff. I enjoy segment two today, buddy.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Reaction Monday. I want to hear from your phone call. 654-ROAR, text line, Twitter stuff as well. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark Hawkins, his team, Amanda McCall. We had a bunch of company this weekend. You know what I figured out? We might want to add on to our house, man. I'm thinking about, adding on a room or something in there. Getting an extra bedroom in there or something. Getting a little, old boy, a little playroom around there somewhere. If we did it, we'd do it through Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. Our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins' team. You know what? Here's the thing. I got an email from last week. If you don't like your living room right now, hey, maybe we need to do a kitchen. Maybe add some bathrooms. Add some closets in there. Maybe, add on. Maybe a little Florida room. Maybe a pool. Maybe a little screened-in porch. Maybe a little deck to enjoy things on. Hey, let these folks come in and let them help you remodel. They can do it at Prime Lending. I trust Mark and his team. PrimeLendingSC.com. They're local people right here. Wherever you are, there's a Prime Lending office near you. Let them help you. PrimeLendingSC.com. Your phone calls. We return after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS! A lot of BS! I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14 karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone Tiger Paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do. And bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com for a full-service lumber yard, every single thing you need. If you're a contractor out there, if you're a builder out there, if you're a handyman, a remodeler out there, they can take care of you. They're going to give you great products. It's going to be at a great price. Everything delivery, they're going to work with you, man. They're going to take care of you. They're going to team with you. They know one thing. Without you, without your business, without your success, then they have nothing. And the bottom line is that they do have something, and they've done it for over 102 years now of treating people great. They're in the 102nd year. It's awesome. You're going to love it. So great friends over at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Hey, Mr. Or 24, full bank of phone calls before 7 a.m.
Yeah, I'm going a little bit here. Try to get them all in
this
segment.
Let's get them. Joe's in our nation's capital. Joe, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, guys. How y'all doing, man?
Couldn't be better.
I just want to say it real quick, and I'll take it off the air.
Okay.
I agree with Zach that they need to go ahead and give Trevor Lawrence the keys to the car. He just has the it factor, man. Every time this guy drops back, something special is going to happen. And it's normally good. You don't have that with Kelly Bryant. For Kelly Bryant to be there 4 years, and this guy comes in January, and they're splitting time, that tells you that Kelly Bryant needs to be on the bench. I don't see Trevor Lawrence being there 3 years and having a rookie come in and he gonna spend time with him. That's not gonna happen before he leaves. So, I mean, you got the wide receivers, and we're gonna have to score to win the national championship this year. We're gonna have to outscore whoever we play, because Bama's on another level with the quarterback that they got in there. Georgia's scoring, Ohio State scoring points. Our secondary is kind of shaky. So we definitely going to have to put up some points to keep up with these top echelon teams around the country. And I think they should give them the keys, man. I just think it's time to let them have it. That's just my opinion. Kelly Bryant is better than what he was. I don't take that away from him. But he's not that good that he should be starting.
Joe, let me ask you this before I let you go, because you held for a long time. Would you like the idea of seeing Kelly in short yardage and seeing Kelly in red zone situations more, and then maybe seeing Trevor more when you're in the middle part of the field?
No. I want Trevor to have to do the whole thing.
Okay. I like it. Hey, Joe, do you live in D.C.?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Good deal. Are you always from there, or are you originally down here?
I have family that live in Clemson.
Okay, good.
I'm from Clemson.
Okay, good.
Hey, man, how's the traffic this morning?
Yeah, how's the D.C. traffic? Goodness gracious, man.
Oh, it's crazy, man. Don't come up here.
I won't. Hey, Joe, I appreciate you hanging on so long, man. Talk to you soon. Call back more often, okay?
All right,
buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Look, I think you hit the nail on the head, Zach. In your infinite wisdom over there at 25 years old, it looks different. And I think it's always looked different. But I do think Kelly needs to play. I think Kelly played good. Kelly is a good player. Kelly deserves to play. But as we morph, and this is exactly what we told you was going to happen, that as the season goes on, at some point in time in here, and I'm not sure it's yet, Trevor's not going to play good every game, and Kelly will come in and play good other games. It's going to go back and forth, but it looks a little bit different with me. And the other part of it is that he's more comfortable. He's getting more comfortable. The offense is kind of changed. It just looks better to me that way. And we'll see on the road again this week. It might be different against a tougher opponent this week. A little bit tougher. It might be a little different, but let's give it some time. But it's morphing into that. I think
it's just different. You can say it's, you know, the offense is the same. They're running the same stuff. Or you can listen to the coach speak, right, that we're going to plug guys in and we're just going to continue to roll along here.
It's not the same offense.
It's like you going out there and swinging a drop 10 bat and then going and swinging a drop 2 bat. Right. It's a different feeling. They both do the same thing. Both hit the ball.
Right.
But it's different.
I agree. Kyle's in Fountain Inn. Kyle, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good, Mickey.
Good.
First time caller. I want to say I agree with Zach as well. I think Trevor Lawrence should be the starter. I like the fact that we can throw over the middle of the field with Trevor. Yeah. I mean, I just don't see that with Kelly Bryant. I don't know that he has the confidence to throw over the middle of the field. I mean, I feel like we just attack the boundaries too much with Kelly, and Trevor gives us the option to, you know, stretch the field. But the main thing for me that I've been noticing, and I've seen it over the past few years, is we rotate the starters out, I just feel like, too early. I don't feel like we should be as concerned about, you know, building depth. I mean, I get that, but, you know, offensively, receiver-wise, we're young right there. Our starters are young. Like, how many snaps did, you know, Etienne really take last year, even though he looked like a beast last week? And you got Amari Rodgers. With the exception of Hunter Renfrow, these guys are really young. Like, I can see taking our defense out pretty early because of their experience, but offensively, I think we need to leave those guys in there and let them play 3.5, 4 quarters of football so that when you come to a game like we had against Texas A&M, they're used to playing 4 quarters of football. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks. Call more often. Well, A, he took the offensive line out Saturday because they weren't performing well. B, I don't think you drop off when you put Justin Ross in there, do you? I don't think when you put Darren Kendrick, I don't think there's a big drop off. And here's the thing that went a really, really, really long way with me now. And Brent Venables talks about this, Zach, where he says, you know what, at Oklahoma, I want to play starters more. Dabo wants to play these other guys. And as the season gets longer, that's great. Also,
whenever you lose these guys, they have so much more experience. Instead of a guy getting 40 snaps, he's getting 120 snaps, 160 snaps. And so you don't have that deal. Look, let's remember this. You don't have that big down season. Let's remember this, that this team, after losing great players, you know, last year was a kind of a rebuild, and you went 12-2, went to the playoffs, number one team in the country, won the ACC. So I see what he's doing there. I like what he's doing there. I know it doesn't lead to blowouts, but I don't need to blow people out. What if you won by 40 this weekend, would you feel better? Because you won by 31. What number would you think? You go, all right, the experience is worth more than the score of blowing someone out by more than 31 to me. I think Dabo's got a brilliant plan. And that's why, look, I'm glad that Matt Bockhorst, I'm glad that Jackson Carman, I'm glad these offensive linemen are getting snaps. And they're not going to be totally green when you put them in next year at a position. I'm glad John Simpson's played a lot of football in 2 years.
That personal foul against Bockhorst was a joke, by the way.
It's a terrible call. But these guys, look, when John Simpson's played a bunch of snaps the last 2 years, this is his first year starting. But he's not nervous and green in there. I get what Dabo's doing. He's building a consistent deal. The other part of it is, these are long seasons. Remember that first national championship year? They kind of got worn out coming down to the end of the season. Remember Taj Boyd, one of those years, they kind of got worn out towards the end of the season.
Sure.
And I like what they're doing. I don't need to blow anybody up by more than 31. What am I proving? Clemson's better than Georgia Southern. Okay. 31, 51. Same thing to me. Same thing. And by the way, it would have been 51 had it not turned over three times and missed two field goals. So 595 yards, sent some messages, got some good quality time in there with the backups. I don't mind that at all. And I like seeing the young guys play. I'm glad Xavier Thomas is playing.
Official sack of the Clemson Tiger this weekend.
Who shot him out of a cannon?
He looked like Vic Beasley.
He did.
Wore his number, he looked like Vic Beasley.
Exactly right. I do want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. I see them all the time now. Keep sending me your pictures, folks. Everywhere I look around, I'm getting a text or getting a tweet or someone's texting me or emailing. Zach, you get phone calls all the time. Hey, what's the flooring people? What's the garage flooring people's number? This is easy. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Our people, our listeners are using them. They're doing great. I got to tell you, the Parham brothers, Daniel Emanuel, wants you to just come by and just give you a quick little estimate. Tim Worley's going to do that for you, and you're going to love your garage floor. It's going to increase the value of your home. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com.